The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here's your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you from the studios of Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we'll be talking with Dr. Effie Chow about Qigong and her new book entitled Miracle Healing from China, Qigong. Each week, Your Holistic Health presents evidence-based practical tips on how to integrate body, mind, and spiritual principles into everyday living. We'll turn to Scripture to give us perspective on every discussion focused on wellness and prevention, because we believe that God is a central part of the healing process. In the news this week, I'm on another nutrition kick, and I want to talk about antioxidants and anti-inflammatories very quickly. Antioxidants. A great article in the Wall Street Journal this week is talking about America's next top superberry. We all love blueberries, and we all love others, such as black raspberries, perhaps elderberries. They make good wine. I bet you've heard of goji berries, but here's some new ones that I hadn't heard about, and perhaps neither have you. Up and coming is the yum berry. It's a fruit that tastes somewhere between strawberry and pomegranate. It comes to us from China. There's something called the aronia berry, or chokeberry, which is being put into beverages and gummy chews. But here are two more new ones and some of my favorites. The olali berry. This is a hybrid of the young berry and the logan berry with a tart and sweet taste that is being found in California jams and pie fillings. And I think last but not least is the barberry, or barberry, however you wish to pronounce. Tart and red, native to Asia, staple in Iranian kitchens. Dried barberries have been popping up in cereal bars. Antioxidants are very healthy. These berries are loaded with antioxidants, and they're also considered low glycemic foods. Try to watch out for those that you can afford and can find, but remember that that good old staple blueberry is pretty much accessible and gets the job done as well. With regard to anti-inflammatories, let's talk about a couple of oils very quickly. Grapeseed oil is a wonderful alternative to olive oil. One of the reasons why we can't use olive oil in cooking, to heat it up would deconstruct the oil. Grapeseed oil, which is extracted from grapes, can be used for sautéing and frying. It packs 70% polyunsaturated fats, which help reduce LDL, the bad cholesterol. And finally, we have avocado oil, another anti-inflammatory alternative to olive. It's good because it contains some omega-3s and monounsaturated fats that once again help lower that bad LDL cholesterol and keep the good HDL cholesterol high. But of course, if you can't find olive oil on the shelf, you can always eat an avocado or look for avocado oil and once again, grapeseed. Now it's time to introduce our guest. Dr. Effie Chow has a PhD in higher education, and she is a registered public health and psychiatric nurse and Qigong grandmaster with over 40 years' experience. Dr. Chow received her training in traditional Chinese medicine, martial arts, and Qigong in China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Canada, and the United States. Welcome, Dr. Chow, to Your Holistic Health.
Thank you so very much. I'm delighted to be on with you. And hello to all the listeners.
Well, let's just right out of the gate start talking about Qigong. And what exactly is it? And how does this practice differ from Tai Chi?
Well, Qigong, spelled Q-I-G-O-N-G, is basically the theoretical component of traditional Chinese medicine. It is a concept that everything is an electrical system, the life force, or the qi is breath, which is the, if there's no breath, there's no life. So it is the life force of all things. And basically, Tai Chi is part of the many thousands of styles of Qigong. So Qigong is kind of the overall umbrella of thousands of different styles of practice. And Qigong, I'd like to really clarify for everyone, is not what many people think. It's another exercise, another meditation. It is a way of life. And so how we think is really important. So mind-body connection and with the spirit and with the environment are important factors. So in essence, it's a very complete system of how to live, lifestyle. And it is, because it's dealing with the basic life force, then we're talking about the ultimate possibilities of almost everything in working with this life force, how to enhance and how to cultivate this life force.
I love that. I think that's one of the nicest examples I've ever heard delivered with regard to Qigong, and that helps position it in the armamentarium of life.
Yes,
as opposed to just...
I need to add that a positive mental attitude is very essential.
We're going to talk about that, and I like a couple of the examples in your book now, The Miracle Healing from China, Qigong. Talk about the healing aspects of this lifestyle, Qigong. And it's really, I think, important for us to sort of dig into this notion that it's not an instant fix. It might end up being a journey for decades, for a life. It might be very complex, correct?
Yes, it's actually one and all, because some people may get what we call miraculous-like, you know, types of result. And others may take a longer journey, and it depends on their diligence and their adjustment capability. So that there's some cases in my book, and also the hundreds and thousands of cases that I have worked with in this 40 years of practice, you know, that, for example, paralysis, some I get immediate results with even quadriplegics or strokes who have been paralyzed for years, and others will take more time. But even though people may get immediate results, and this is why I developed the Chao Integrated Healing System or the Chao Medical Qigong, is to get instant results, instantaneous healing. However, that the individual needs to practice what what is recommended for them. And it isn't just the exercise or the meditation. It is, again, practicing a good, healthy lifestyle. And even as your introduction is talking about nutrition and the new berries and oils and et cetera, well, nutrition and diet and what we eat is very important to maintaining what we've gained or to help us continue to get better or to maintain our super health status.
Well, and that really gets back to the overarching concept of traditional Chinese medicine. It is truly the whole person, the mind, body, spirit, all of the components combined that are, I guess, honored and also encouraged in the journey.
Yes.
And we cannot honestly separate one from the other. I've felt that way for many.
The environment is the other aspect that it's incorporated in integrally.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we go to break, let's talk a little bit now about your work, which is so fascinating to me, with the White House Commission on Complementary and Alternative Medicine Policy. What a privilege.
that was a great privilege. And it was a time when we could make impact on not only the United States, but the whole world. When the White House Commission on Complementary Alternative Medicine Policy came into being, and that was in 2000 under President Clinton, and we had the privilege of being appointed by the president to this commission, well, it opened the people's minds up, and also where people thought that we could not talk about complementary alternative medicine or admit that they are interested, well, it opened up everybody's mind, and it started to incorporate traditional Chinese medicine and complementary alternative medicine and Qigong into the medical schools of the various medical schools, and that was very exciting. And so that as it escalated the interest, at that time, they found that more people were spending out-of-pocket money to utilize complementary alternative medicine because it was more effective than spending out-of-pocket for medicine and surgery. And so that has continued to grow so that now almost every medical school and hospitals have a form of integrated medicine in their practice. And that is exciting. And China leads the way of being the model for integrating Chinese medicine and Western medicine in their Western hospitals and also in their Chinese medicine hospitals. They offer both. So it is a very exciting time.
You know, I really thank you. We thank you, all of us, for this wonderful piece of information. I've for years wondered what was the launching point for medical schools that they finally, quote unquote, got it, or their aha moment, where the teaching and the education and curriculum now is very inclusive of integrative or non-traditional or both practices. And so it sounds like you guys were leading the way.
We were on the cutting edge, you know. But one thing, though, too, is that the financial aspect, suddenly institutions are realizing that the money is going out to the people who are practicing complementary alternative medicine. And there they woke up, too, and said, we've got to bring it into the system. So whether that is good or not, but it propelled the system to take a good look, hard look, and serious look at what benefits complementary alternative medicine is.
I love it. If you're just joining our show, this is Your Holistic Health. Tonight we're talking with Dr. Effie Chow about her book, Miracle Healing from China, Qigong, and in general the topic, the lifestyle, Qigong. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician and will meet with you in person or by telephone or Skype if you're out of town. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a broadcast of Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, and tonight we're talking with Dr. Effie Chow, Qigong Grandmaster and author of the book entitled Miracle Healing from China, Qigong. Well, Dr. Chow, let's drill down now into how an individual might choose a Qigong master or a Qigong lifestyle. I'd like to hear more about that. And what questions should we as consumers ask of practitioners as yourself?
That's a really great question because people go to who is cheapest oftentimes in choosing alternative medicine, similar with Qigong, But they must assess whether the Qigong master feels that there is a greater source of power outside of themselves. So if you find a Qigong master that says, well, I heal you, or I will fix you, and speaking about himself as a great power, then I advise people to turn around immediately and go somewhere else. And because the qi that we're talking about is from the primary source of energy, universal energy, or if you want to say God's energy or Buddha's energy or whatever your affiliation is, but it is not from one individual. The individual Qigong master is a catalyst, very important catalyst, to know how to transmit the qi to the individual, and the individual then learns and learn to heal themselves. So it is a process and a method in which people are taught to take power within themselves to be able to heal themselves. And so the Qigong master should have much skill and wisdom to help facilitate the individual at all levels, the body, mind, spirit, and his respect for a relationship to all environment, to then turn around and heal themselves. So there is a saying that in Buddhism, we talk about we are born perfect in harmony with nature. And so therefore, everything is within us, and the Qigong master then cultivates and brings forth that inner power within yourself, and so that everyone can be a healer.
Well, I like that perspective. And, you know, I have a picture in my mind now of a servant or a facilitator as opposed to the end game. And with that in mind, to enhance your perspective as a Christian, I'm going to draw on a piece of scripture from the Bible. And this is coming from now 1 Peter 3, 4, where it says, "Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight," end quote. And that also speaks
to...
That
is beautiful.
Thank you. That also speaks to the spirit of the individual seeking guidance in a greater connection to the higher power or the universe, whether it be through qi or just the evolution of the journey, and not of self, not looking at self, but looking really outwardly as a servant would do. So I think that I'm learning more as you share with us about this lifestyle, this concept, more so than just a martial art, which is really honestly what I had heretofore interpreted Qigong as, perhaps a beginning stepping point to Tai Chi, but you're sharing with us a much different perspective. I love it.
Well, let me clarify that Qigong officially now incorporates the martial arts as the beginning, and that it is part of traditional Chinese medicine. Tai Chi is part of it, so that the heart Qi is the martial arts and the spectacular performances that takes place. And the soft Qi is the healing Qi. I used to do martial arts, and now I focus the energy on healing. And I want to emphasize that there are miracle-like healing in Qigong. I don't want people to think that it has to be a long time. It could be very easily learned, and it depends on the teacher, whether the teacher has a very powerful internal qi to transmit to the student. And it makes a lot of difference. For example, I want to give a man, 60 years old, came to my program, weekend program, 350 people, and in demonstrating the utilization of the lower qi in the lower part of the body, he got up and ran. And he said, "What am I running for?" I said, "Why, what's the matter?" He said, "I haven't run for 28 years. And everybody, of course, cracked up and was shocked. And he said, "Well, I'm running." I said, "Yes, please run around the room." And he ran around the room through cheers and tears and et cetera. And this sort of thing is happening, and it sounds incredible, but you have to really attend a program and feel and see what happens. And it, and also we have ringing the ears, which is a phenomenon right now, and hearing problems and eye problems. And Qigong is able to, and everybody will jump out of breeches when I say this, that 30 years of ringing the ears were able to diffuse and quit the ringing within 10 minutes or even 2 minutes by a certain utilization of rebalancing the energy system. It is that powerful. And macular degeneration and retinitis pigmentosa of the eyes, where Western medicine has no way of treating, and we have had success with these. And MS, Parkinson's, we have had tremendous success in helping them to gain balance and to run, whereas they have not run for a while, and to be able to resume normal life function. So I'm just giving a few examples. The power of Qigong is really phenomenal. It can help medicine reduce the side effects of medicine, which is so crippling today. And also it can assist in healing 50% faster in surgery. So this is why we must think about Qigong and Chinese medicine and CAM as a parallel to Western medicine and work hand in hand for greater results, because we know that the Western medicine has not gotten the results that it should, and it's extremely costly. And complementary alternative medicine, especially Qigong and Chinese medicine, is very inexpensive, and it teaches people how to heal themselves. So that's a really important part that I want to get over to your listeners.
Well, I appreciate that perspective. And you know, sadly, insurance coverage drives a lot of the decision making in traditional, as you know,
exactly,
in this country. And we have perhaps to wait maybe a next generation or hopefully this generation in terms of the medical students, the residents coming up with research projects that do involve CAM and can take a look at such practices as Qigong and make that a spotlight in the toolkit, as I like to call it, of CAM options or non-traditional teaching. So we will stay tuned. And I just want to make...
I think it is the time right now. And I just like to tell people that even simple things like 8 hugs a day and 3 belly aching laughs a day has more healing than some of the medicine.
I agree with that. We've had
amazing the results that we get from my prescription, my signature prescription. Eight hugs a day at least, and 3 belly aching laughs a day at least, and even if you get 100, the next day you have to start with number 1, and your hug has to be heart to heart, left cheek to left cheek, not the other way, because the heart misses. So a lot of things are talking about the psychological and the spiritual connection of individuals. That is the greatest healing, and that which you have great joy in doing.
In addition to joy, your book talks about love, and
I am
very pleased to share an excerpt that you have given to us about the fact that there is no difficulty that love will not conquer. No disease,
exactly.
No door, no gulf, no wall, no sin. It makes no difference how deeply seated may be the trouble, how hopeless the outlook, how muddled the tangle, how great the mistake. The sufficient realization of love will dissolve it all. If you could only love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful being in this world. What a beautiful, treasured statement, and thank you so much for sharing that in your book.
And the heart is the mind in Chinese medicine, in Qigong, and that all thoughts and action initiates in the heart. And so therefore, we must live with our heart, listen to our heart, not so much to our intellect. And then I think we can live better, and we can love better, and we can have better health. We're talking about super health. And there are super possibilities which we can't even have time to talk about, like people being able to thwart swords and spears at their throat and not being injured, and being able to stand on glass, and being able to do many unbelievable things, like the Shaolin martial arts people and others that we know. And with our programs, we have them on to demonstrate the ultimate potential of the human being. So therefore, if people can do those things, then colds are nothing, stress is nothing, and even cancer can be nothing, that we can heal the most awful things that face us right now with our chi.
Well, again, the mind, body, and the spirit. The energy, I think, modalities, though, are amongst, in my humble opinion, the least well studied and understood in this country, not universally throughout the world. Mm-hmm. But I think that, once again, I want to put a plea out there to our professionals who are in an opportunity awaiting moment in their training and career, and seek knowledge. We all are seeking knowledge. Let's put that curiosity to pencil and paper and get some good research going on Qigong, working with those like yourself who have the wisdom of the ages, as well as your 40-year career, which has got to have been, or it still is, incredible.
Yes. Well, if anybody's interested in research, there are quite a number of research projects being carried out right now. And we're welcome. You look at our website, www.eastwestqi.com, or email us at eastwestqi@aol.com. And we're happy to give you resources for that. And so, but it's nothing like coming and enjoying and experiencing what is the ultimate possibility. So we have programs all over the country and internationally. I travel internationally to teach and to see clients. And it is exciting to be able to go into the hospital and get somebody who is dying living again. And we have done that many, 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 many times. Mm-hmm. And this is part of our expertise. And so we also need to talk about death, too, as well, that it is a chapter in our lives. It isn't a dead end. And we deal with that very much with all the people we deal with that come into our contact. And that with Qigong and the concepts, the Eastern concept and energetic concept, that the transition, we call it, not death, because of the connotation of what death is, but we help people to die well. And it is something that is unbelievable, you know. But that's what we have to do. We have to be born well, live well, and die well, because we're moving into another life.
I agree so much. And unfortunately, Dr. Chow, we are all out of time. But I might just say again my gratitude and thanks from the studio and all of us listening tonight for your incredible interview. We'll have to have you back, because I know there's much more to this story.
Oh, the book, thank you.
Miracle Healing from China, Qigong, Dr. Effie Chow. I'm going to close.
Thank you very much for your work in influencing all the wonderful things that can happen.
Thank you. You're very kind. I'm going to go ahead and close with the quote of the week, and it's by Desmond Tutu. And I quote, "You don't choose your family. They are God's gift to you, as you are to them," end quote. This is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum from RX Integrative Solutions. Please join us again next week at the same time for the next edition of Your Holistic Health. You are loved. Blessings, and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m. on Faith and Friends Radio for your holistic health.